My name is Ruth Beck, and I'm the agronomy field specialist based out of Pierre, South Dakota.
First, I want to know about planting progress there and field work in the spring. How is that going, and what is your progress?
Well, we did have some moisture in April, which set us back a little bit. But once the fields dried out, people really got busy. So I feel like now we've come a long way and we're not so far behind as we were. I think a lot of the corn and the soybeans got done last week. I think there's still people planting and there's still acres to be planted, but I think we've come a long way over the last week or so.
But from the sound of it, I don't think anyone was that disappointed to be delayed by moisture.
Not at all. Boy, we needed it in this country. So yeah, we needed the moisture we weren't going to get. It wasn't even worth it to seed around here, so we're glad to have moisture when we get it.
Is it still timely to get seed in the ground for what crops need to go in yet?
I think we're okay here. We've got, probably some soybeans is the one that's left in this particular area, and there may be some acres of corn still to go in the ground. And then, of course, we have sunflowers, but that's usually not until the end of May or early June. So they'll get busy with that here coming up in a couple of weeks. And milo, there's some milo going in, and I'm sure there's still milo to be planted yet. But we're still in good shape for that, for those crops. They're a little bit usually planted a little later in this country.
There is some concern about the winter wheat crop up that way. Characterize what's going on.
Yes, well, we lost a lot of our winter wheat here. We had a very dry fall in 2012, so a lot of our winter wheat was seeded. But it didn't germinate, or if it did germinate, it was very slow to grow and didn't come out of the ground last fall. So, of course, it's come out now, and some of it's been adjusted and then was taken out, maybe reseeded to spring wheat or to corn. But some of it, a small amount of it was left, not nearly the winter wheat crop that we usually have in this country, though. And the crops that's left, a lot of those are very thin, so we'll kind of see. We had a nice rain here over the weekend, so that's certainly going to help the winter wheat. And I guess it's just a learning experience for us. We haven't had a lot of falls like that where our winter wheat didn't even germinate.
You're short on grass right now.
We are. We've had, again, a tough year. A lot of areas were very dry and hot. So the grass just didn't do well last year, and so it's tough right now for guys to put their cows back out in the grass, and so a lot of them are supplementing with feed, and that's pretty costly for some of those livestock producers.
Meanwhile, are sale barns busy getting cows sold?
Well, that's, I don't follow that as well as some people, but that's what I've heard, that a lot of people were getting ready to sell cows in central and western South Dakota, especially where it's a lot drier.
One advantage that you had, or a slight advantage anyway, is that 2011 was a pretty good year for putting up hay.
Yeah, we really had a good year, especially western South Dakota that had a lot of hay. A lot of those guys don't have two or three crops of hay out there, but we did in 2011. We had a lot of moisture, so that allowed them to stockpile some hay. And so, a lot of people I talked to last year said they had about a year's worth of hay in supply. So, but we're getting to the end of that year, so we're hoping that Mother Nature's going to kick in and give us some more nice moisture, and we're going to get those grasslands back in shape and be able to graze our cows again.
But for now, to begin the week, producers are out of the fields here for just a day or two because of the rain?
Yep, we had a nice rain, and I haven't checked all over, but right in this area up here, we had about 2 inches of moisture over the weekend. I heard there was even more than that in some areas West River. So we're hoping that's going to put us on a road where our pastures and grasses can recover, and we can get back onto normal weather. So